For parents with adult children with disabilities, finding a home can be challenging. In Arizona, the options vary depending on need, from group homes to intermediate care facilities. But some parents want something else, and it's fueling a new wave of real estate. Joining me this morning to talk more about these supportive communities is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie. Good morning.
Good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so what exactly are supportive communities?
Yeah, so these are places specifically for people with intellectual or developmental disabilities, or IDD, and they offer different amenities and opportunities. In the Phoenix area, there are at least three, and the people behind them are parents of children, now adult children, who have IDD.
So why are they creating these places? Are there not already any kind of housing options for these people?
There are, but options can be limited, and for many disability advocates, choice is really a big factor. For example, with a group home, parents and their adult children might not have a say about location or who their roommates are, and that in part informed Denise Resnick, who's the founder and CEO of First Place, an apartment-style supportive community in downtown Phoenix.
One of the challenges of group homes is a smaller configuration and whether you get along with the other people who are living in that home. In a property like First Place, we have the capacity of 79 people. And I've lived in apartment communities. I didn't know all my neighbors, but I had a few that I connected with. And all it takes is one or two friends. And that's one of the things people are coming here for. People who are interested in First Place are also looking for friends and jobs and to live a more independent life.
That makes sense, Kathy, but there's also some controversy there, right? Can you touch on that?
Yeah, so a concern that some have is that if not properly designed, these communities could be isolating. But I talked to one young woman about that, and her name is Leah Mapstead.
I'm glad that I'll have a community where people can understand that we're not normal, but we're still going to be able to have like some community aspect. I'm really excited that like it'll be a home of place of understanding, whereas in a normal community, that wouldn't necessarily happen.
So Leah's moving to a community called Luna Azul in North Phoenix. This particular community is made up of patio homes, and you have to buy your home and pay a monthly HOA, whereas First Place is a rental model. And real quick, Leah is not alone when she says she wants to be with other peers who have disabilities. The parents I talked to told me that their adult children prefer to hang out with other adult children with disabilities. And I'll let Will Humble explain. His son Luke, who has Down syndrome, is moving to Luna Azul too.
People with disabilities have a lot of stuff in common. They make friends easily with each other and they maintain those friendships. And the experiences we've had is that, you know, with Luke in school through the years, people have been really, the kids in school have been great with him. They were friendly relationships, but they don't form the bonds because they, you know, they go off to college. And with his peers with disabilities, we still do bowling together. They do Special Olympics.
So cost has to be a factor here, though, right? Like, how much are these costing, or does the state cover them like they would for a group home?
You know, the state is supportive of these communities, and they want to see more being built, but they don't pay for people to live at Luna Azul or First Place or Treasure House, which was founded by Kurt and Brenda Warner. Mm-hmm. Here's Mike Traylor. He's a director of the Arizona Department of Economic Security.
We have to innovate. We have to be creative. We have to try new things because we're certainly not providing the services to people with disabilities that they desperately need in a lot of cases.
And to Traylor's point, these places are innovating. You know, Denise Resnick likens it to what Sun City was 50 years ago. I know First Place is working with the state to hopefully combine private and public funds to make First Place more accessible to those who might not have the financial resources.
Mm. And if listeners want to learn more about these communities, you can listen to Kathy's two-part series about supportive communities on our website. That's kjzz.org. Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Lauren.